So what I do in bad luck pillars, do I just suffer for 10 years? The answer to that is, firstly, it may not be so bad. Luck pillars in Bazi is a very important component when it comes to looking at whether the quality of the Bazi is good or no good, or whether certain aspects of your Bazi chart gets to be activated in a certain period of time. So a common question that people have is, what if the luck pillars are no good? It's bad luck and it's a 10-year block and I really don't like it. Is there a way to shift out of it? Is it possible to exchange it with something else? So what I do in bad luck pillars, do I just suffer for 10 years? The answer to that is, firstly, it may not be so bad. Because a lot of people have very elementary level of understanding of Bazi. So maybe they just went through 1 year of education and they read one book, and at one book they learn about clashes. And then they discover that the luck pillar is clashing and they deem it bad luck because one or two bad things happen in not to their favor in that time period, and they immediately say this is bad for them because there's a clash. Okay? So, or some people may say, oh, there's a DE in my luck pillar. Oh my God, it's a bad thing. That's why it's banned. That's why, look at all these 10 years. It seems to feel like, you know, it's so slow and so miserable. So here's the thing, right? In order to first learn how to get out of bad luck, you must first learn to define how to redefine your perception in that 10-year cycle. Because perception changes your entire internal world. It can align your thoughts, your mind. It can realign or rebalance your emotional energy. It can help you direct your spiritual energy. And it can also help you, you know, sort of focus your physical energy just by realigning perception. So my suggestion is, when it comes to the luck pillar that you deem no good, I would totally suggest further studies. Or at least ask someone who is experienced to help you further look at the chart from various different perspectives. It is my true belief that in every luck pillar, there's always a silver lining, no matter how bad it is. There's always something you could gain. It can, and the answer is always how you allocate your time, how you shift your priorities and focus, or maybe there's delayed gratification and shift some of your other priorities and reschedule some of your important activities, for example. Or maybe it's just meeting that right person, or maybe it's just missing that one or two skill sets, or maybe it's missing one or two activities that's currently unbeknownst to you. So there's always something that you can do. It's a question of whether it's convenient or inconvenient. So if the Bazi is that luck pillar is deemed to be bad by you, it might not be so convenient, but there's still a way to get out of it, okay? And who knows, right? With the right shift in perception and shift in perspective, and of course, a change of activities, who knows? You could actually turn a so-called bad luck 10-year period into a good luck 10-year period. When we define good luck as when things happen your way, you will say it's good, right? When things don't happen the way you want it, you say it's bad. So if you want something to happen the way you want it, maybe you have to redefine what you want, right? And when you change your approach in accordance to what is available in the luck pillar, I'm pretty sure you can overcome a bad luck cycle and turn it into a good luck cycle.
Check inside the description for the link.